My guest at this time is Elaine Donnelly. She is the president of the Center for Military Readiness. She joins me now to react to the Pentagon's decision to allow women to serve in all combat roles. It was an announcement made by Defense Secretary Ash Carter late this past week. And Elaine, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here. I do need to correct one word in what you said. It's not allow, it's order. The Secretary of Defense made clear what we've been saying all along. If you join the military, you have to serve under the same rules that men do. So this is not a voluntary thing. It's not a matter of choice. Once you serve your military, you sign up, then you're going to be subject to orders to serve in the combat arms, even though women are known to have, risk of injury at least double those of men, higher in the combat arms. This administration really doesn't care about the interests of military women or men. They have overruled the best professional advice of the United States Marine Corps after several years of scientific research. They've just brushed all of that off the table and said, we're going to do this anyway. And every woman who's even considering military service has to understand this now. If you want to serve your country, you're going to have a heavier burden on your back than young men do. This is not a pro-women policy, and it certainly will hurt men as well.
Why do you think they did it?
Why? Well, you know, if you watched the news conference yesterday, the briefing, the Secretary of Defense looked very uncomfortable. He looked almost sheepish. He was downcast. Obviously, the administration said it doesn't matter what the Marines have said. It doesn't matter what the research says. This is President Obama's order. That's why it's being done, because this president knows he can order the military to do whatever he wants. The other problem is that Congress has been missing in this. They have not begun to debate this. They haven't had any hearings on it. They have pretty much abdicated their responsibility to decide major issues affecting our men and women in the military. And, oh, by the way, civilian women, unsuspecting young women, need to know, and this was discussed at the news briefing yesterday, selective service now very likely will include women by court order because men and women now are similarly situated. That means they're going to be subject to the same orders, involuntary, if they join the military and they're used in direct ground combat. This takes away the rationale for exempting civilian women from selective service registration and a possible future draft, should that be necessary. After all of this social engineering, weakens and undermines and maybe destroys the all-volunteer force. So this was not a good day for the military. Even the media people, the reporters, looked somber and aghast, and rightly so. And it was done on a very high news day. A lot of people may not be aware, but sooner or later they will be, and our military is going to pay a very high price.
You said a moment ago, Elaine, that there's not a voluntary aspect to this anymore. Everyone's under the same rules. Here's what the defense secretary said. Quote, there will be no exceptions. This means as long as they qualify and meet the standards, women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before. So talk about the standards a little bit. I know some have worried that they will be lowered so they would qualify. What do we know about that, and where do you think
right.
that's headed?
And let's take it one step further. The secretary also denied that there would be gender quotas. Now, here's the problem with that. He knows very well that the paramount goal of the administration is something called gender diversity metrics. That's another name for quotas. The Navy has officially said they want 25% women across the board on every Navy ship. They want 25% women. Those mandates are still in existence. Now, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Martin Dempsey, said if a standard is too high for women, it will be questioned, and it will be lowered. It will have to be in order to meet the gender diversity quotas. Now, contrast what the Secretary of Defense said. He had no rationale to back up his decision. The Marines, on the other hand, said that their primary consideration was survivability and lethality in combat. To survive combat and to kill the enemy when that is the mission that must be done. To contrast the two, it was really, really pathetic to watch. And that's why I think it was a good thing, I guess, that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dunford, was not there lending by his presence support to what was announced yesterday. He will, of course, have to carry out orders. And this is going to have consequences that will weaken training, because men will not get the same tough training. It'll be female-friendly training instead. But women will suffer injuries. Even the strongest of women are more vulnerable to injuries, debilitating injuries, at much higher rates than men. The Marine research found that in things like, well, evacuating casualties, say you've got a very heavy soldier all weighted down with equipment, in order to be evacuated from the battlefield lest they bleed to death, a woman 5'2" or less is going to have a very difficult time doing that. They documented what everybody already knew. So as we go through this, it's not good for women. They're going to be at a competitive disadvantage. If they're taken at the top of their career and put into a unit where they have to compete with men, guess who comes out at the bottom? Even the strongest women are maybe somewhat equal to the men at the lower level of the spectrum, a slight overlap there. And by the way, standards will not be the high standards for men. It will be minimum standards. Okay, so if at boot camp the maximum for a man is to do 20 pull-ups, the minimum is 3. Henceforth, 3 will be the standard because that's the minimum standard. Well, they tried this experiment 2 years ago at Marine boot camp. 55% of the women could not do those 3 pull-ups. Now what are they going to do? You see, this is why the Marines, and I'm sure in a very logical statement, documented to the hilt with scientific data that was produced with the help of the University of Pittsburgh. All of that was ignored and swept aside by the Secretary of Defense. The president ultimately is responsible. So where do we go from here? We have to elect a new president who will respect the best military advice of military leaders and who has the courage to look at all the damage that will be done in the next year or so. By this time next year, there will be even more evidence that this was a huge mistake. The next president can, and I hope will, reverse much of this damage so that women can serve in uniform with courage as they always have and not face heavier burdens than the men do. This would be much better for both women and men and the military as a whole.
Elaine, last question. In a number of different ways, the president has changed the military in ways that you've disagreed with. There's obviously this issue. There was also the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and he's now moving towards allowing transgenders to serve and so forth. Overall, right. What's the effect on readiness and morale?
All the predictions made about LGBT law, and that is what we have now, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender law in the military, they've all come true. Whether it's religious liberty, whether it's the legal consequences of so-called equality being extended to transgenders, looking at issues of sexual misconduct, we know that male-on-male sexual assaults have increased steeply since 2011, since the new law went into effect. And the administration isn't done yet. There's an awful lot yet to see. But the onset of LGBT law for the military has had negative effects, but it's affected a relatively small number of people. Compared to men and women in the military, that affects everybody. So this is why we will be doing a candidate survey, and we will set forth the data on what we know so far. There needs to be a president who understands and respects the military enough to take these issues seriously. It's not an equal opportunity employer. Combat is not like any other job. Physical strength matters. Endurance matters. Certainly precision at the end of a long march, carrying a heavy weight on your back. All of these things matter. It's not right to use the military for this kind of social engineering.
I just have to follow up on one thing you just said. What else do you think this administration has planned?
Transgenders in the military. That's already been announced. That will be the next thing. And when you have people living in so-called, well, it's a workplace, when it's a tiny ship, small unit, out and deployed in foreign venues, when you introduce this kind of turmoil, and the medical community will be very affected, because if they are ordered to assist in transgender treatment and therapy and even surgery, we're going to lose a lot of medical personnel from the military if they, in conscience, cannot go along with that. But if the administration follows its pattern of pressuring chaplains, for instance, if they don't support LGBT law in their ministry, this administration's got a long way to go with even more deliberate harm to the military. But again, Congress has been missing in action. I hold them accountable as well. This decision is going to go into effect in 30 days, which is a ridiculous number of days. Congress has not had hearings in decades on any of this. And it really is a shame, because we need women in the military, and we certainly need the men to be prepared for the very worst experiences in combat. That's how they get to come home, and that's how we get to win our wars.
Elaine, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Elaine Donnelly is the president of the Center for Military Readiness. For more information on them, cmrlink.org. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.